Good morning, church. How are we doing today? We're cold. Everybody's bundled up. All right. Well, we are about 4 weeks from the end of this year. It hasn't gone by very quickly, but when you look at it kind of at a glance, you say, where in the world did all the time go? Well, today is a historic day. We are running our cameras for the first time live. So for those of you who are tuning in and watching us, my name is Charles Terrell, and welcome to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. We're going to start our morning off here with some singing and praises, and we're going to praise the Lord, and as a little bonus, we're going to give the devil a headache in doing so. So let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the ability to come to church here, that we have the breath of life in us, that, Father, we can just come and have the choice to be able to come here to church, that there are many people who have died in their sins and simply said, if I could have done it over again. And Father, we have that freedom. Thank you, Father, that you're going to meet us here once again today. The Father, as we're going to sing praises to you, we're going to open up our mouths and just show forth the joy that you have and you've put in each one of us. And Father, we just ask that once again, you would just light us on fire here today, that you would move in this service with your Holy Spirit, that we would not go out the same way in which we came in. And that is our prayer this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Sins away, and there may I shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Be saved to sin no more. Till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere sins by faith I saw the stream, thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die, and shall be till I die. Redeeming love has been my theme, and shall be till I die. When this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. Then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing thy power to save.
Amen.
I like verse 3 today. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. That's the moment that we are locked in, much like God's holy angels right now. You can't sin. It wouldn't be allowed in heaven. But we'll be, the desire won't even be there.
Amen.
You think about that. And then, in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing his power to save.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find the sweet relief, kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Trusting only in thy merit, would I seek thy face. Heal my wounded, broken spirit, save me by thy grace. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Beside thee, whom in heaven but thee. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Amen.
Thank you. trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know that saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I've proved You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing, cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I've proved You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You o'er and o'er.
Jesus, Jesus,
precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more.
Thank You, Lord.
Jesus, open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch You, and say that we love You. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch You, and say that we love You. Help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. To reach out and touch You. And say that we love You. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes. to see Jesus.
Amen.
Set my spirit free, that I might worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free, to worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I might worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free, to worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I might worship Thee. Set my spirit free, that I might praise Thy name. Let all bondage go, and let deliverance flow. Set my spirit free, to worship Thee.
Shine on me, let the light of Jesus
Jesus, shine on me. Shine in me. Shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me. Shine in me. Shine in me. Let the light of Jesus shine in me. Shine through me. Shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me. Shine through me. Shine through me. Let the light of Jesus shine through me.
Amen.
Some things that we as humans, we cannot do. And this song talks about that. He can shake the mountains, calm the seas, and
Amen.
Hold the heavens in His palm. He can also look inside us, purify us, and nevertheless, He still loves us deeply, sinfully as we are.
God, you are my God.
You know how that goes? Step by step by step. You know, that's the, I think that's the alluring thing of like the New Age and spirituality is, you know, you're talking about attaining different levels, you know, and rising up to the, at some point where, I don't know, you reach the top, right? It's the same way with God. You know, when we get saved, He doesn't come and say, okay, well, you know, here's, you know, you're going to go from here to up here immediately. It's step by step. And we sing that song also, you know, refining fire. He takes the dross out of us, you know, here and there as He is able to do so. Because many times, you know, we don't want to give up certain things. We'll give up something right away and we'll say, but I can't give this up right now. And so He says, okay, that's fine. We'll take this and we'll work on you on this. Right? Step by step. Revival starts in my life, right? And then when it spreads in my life, it spreads to us here as this church. And then we can affect this world. And that's what this song is about. Me, then the church. Because we can't worry about the world or the church before we take care of ourselves, right?
Amen.
So let's sing this one more time.
In my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified.
Thank you, Lord.
riches and wisdom and strength. You're worthy of all blessing and honor, glory and power, riches and wisdom and strength. Be unto you, unto you. Give thanks.
Yes, Lord. We
thank
praise
you,
Lord. You this
thank
morning.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Show us today, Lord, what you want us to learn. What you want us to know. Show us, we pray. We want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to be in your house and worship you with all our heart and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. To come into your presence with singing, to enter your gates with thanksgiving, and to your courts with praise. And be thankful unto the Lord, and bless his name. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for the opportunity, for calling us, for choosing us, for using us. It is a privilege. It's an honor to be children of God, to be led by the Spirit of God. And we want to thank you and praise you today. We want to bless the Lord at all times. His praise be continually in our mouth. The high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Hallelujah. And because your loving kindness is better than life, our lips shall praise thee. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. And we want to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. Let all that trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, for thou defendest them. Let all that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Sing praises unto the Lord. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For the Lord is King over all the earth. Let us sing praises unto him with understanding. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh, for being a provider, for being the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. You are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we want to thank you for meeting every need in this body of believers. Thank you for meeting the needs of the church and for every individual, that you will meet every need. And we want to thank you and praise you today for meeting all our needs. We thank you and praise you, O Lord, for putting in our hearts today to give out of what you have given us, to give with gladness, for God loveth the cheerful giver. Lord, we ask you today, this offering that we are about to receive, that you bless it and you make it multiply. Oh, hallelujah. Make it multiply more and more, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And be used, oh, for your kingdom, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for a mighty victory. And let your name be glorified in every area. Let your name be glorified with our testimonies today, we pray. And we want to thank you for anoint every one that gives a testimony, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, good morning. That song that Yuri just played, I like that line. It says, "You are my friend and you are my brother, even though you are a king." That's nice, huh? That Jesus is King of Kings, but he's your friend and your brother. Right? We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Right? That's a pretty good blessing. Okay, we're going to open up for testimonies. And I see your hand. Always the first hand. Okay. Okay. I've got a... I want to give a little testimony. The hand of God is working all the time, you know. This church here, this institution that God created is a vehicle for the gospel. And it is a vehicle for healing. It's a vehicle for teaching. So it's... you can invest in this work, God's work, and it's the best investment plan out there. Look at the investments right now in the world, the 401ks, right? I wish I had a dollar for everyone's complaining about their 401k right now. Anyway, I'm gonna. I want to give God the glory on certain things that took place this week, and I see His hand moving. One of them was I went to buy some items and talked to the lady a little bit about. What'd you do on Thanksgiving? And this is a lady that I don't really know. She's a clerk at a store. And but she said, I think I saw you here last year. Anyway, so I asked her, what did you do on Thanksgiving? And she said, well, we had dinner and we thanked God for all our blessings. And she said, I thanked him that I have my health, that I can hear, that I can speak, that I can see. And so, you know, I had to spend a fair amount of dollars in that store. And I believe that lady worked on commission. So you see the hand of God moving, you know. And she gave me a few scriptures too. And one of them was, she didn't, she said the scripture to me as we were talking, and I said where it was. And one of them was Hosea 4:6, and the other one was Matthew 6:33. And anyway, when God's moving you here and there out there, you never know what He's got, you know. You might spend something in this store that He might have slated for that person. You know, because she's one of His. And I want to say how I'm going to show what God did for me, and it hasn't even transpired yet. It's just in the beginning stages. I did a job probably 2.5 years ago for a guy, and he called me out of the blue. He needed it done right away. We happened to be in that town. We were there. I said, I can send some guys over. We turned it over in 48 hours from lath to completion. And so then I hadn't heard from him. He called me, and I gave him a bid on a job in Lodi, and that job, I haven't heard nothing from him. So I called him back just recently, and I said, actually called his office. I said, I want to find out what's going on with the job in Lodi. That's on hold right now. It's just on hold. I said, okay. She says, Rex said he's got a trash enclosure in Sunnyvale if you want to do it. I said, okay, what kind of framing? Oh, well, this is a cement block. I said, well, I don't do blocks. I only do plastering. And then she says, well, do you know anyone that does blocks? I said, yeah, I know some guys that do blocks. So called a couple guys. I said, let me see what I can do. Called a couple guys. No answer. And so I went over to the contractor's exchange to bid on a job. Walk in there. There's another bricklayer that I know. And I said, hey, got a line on a little job in Sunnyvale. Oh, man, that's too far. I said, are you real busy? Yeah, I'm busy. He goes, I got a brother-in-law in Chester, though. He's not busy at all. I'll call him. So he called him. He says, yeah, man, I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere. So I said, okay, great. So give me a number. Meanwhile, I talked to the lady again, and she says, well, here's a number. If you can do it for this much, you got it. But we need to get it done. And I thought, well, there's a gift right there. They're giving you the number in advance. You don't even have to bid it. And so a guy comes in the next day, the bricklayer, he says, here's my number. I said, praise the Lord. So, you know, the price difference was substantial. And I looked at it and I said, thank you, Lord, for that gift. And that's how he works. It's beautiful. So there's a gift from God that I can use to be a gift somewhere else. It's on and on and on. You see these blessings coming in. So it's wonderful to be a part of that. But like this morning, I was getting ready to go for my walk, and I thought, man, it's nice and warm in here. Actually, there's another gift right there. You know why it was so warm in my house? Because I did a job for a lady out in a little town of Sutter. We stripped all this wood trim off her house, and she had a lot of it. And we had a big, huge pile of it in the back. And that was her responsibility to get rid of that wood. But I came out there one day, and she says, man, I need to get rid of this wood. And I said, well, I guess I could haul it to the dump for you. I've got the trucks to do it and just charge you the dump fee. Okay, why don't you do that? So meanwhile, my guys loaded it up, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to cut that wood up, and I'm going to burn it. So I spent a few hours on a Saturday morning cutting it up, stacked it. Now it's keeping me toasty warm. So there's another blessing from God. It's so warm in there, I got to open the garage door. So anyway, I lost track of where I was going with that. I was going to go for a walk this morning. Okay, and I was so nice and warm, I didn't want to go out in that cold. That's what it was. But I said, well, I know I need to go for a walk. For sure, I've eaten too much with this Thanksgiving meals. And so I had to make the decision to either stay there nice and warm and cozy or get out there and put some hustle in. So I did. Went out and put the hustle in and got the benefit of it. Got my heart pumping, my blood flowing, my muscles working, and felt great. And going to reap the dividend, you know. So I use that analogy to say if you want to reap the dividend, you gotta put in the effort. You can't sit on the couch and say, send me all my dividends. So you got to put your hand to the plow. And God is, he'll meet you there. Okay, that's my testimony today. Natalia, are you still wanting to give a testimony? I know mine was long. You might have got tired during that time. Okay.
Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to death,
to hear,
slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Okay. Onward, Christian soldier, marching not to war with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Christ
a warrior master, unto be against the foe, forward into battle. Oh, see his banners go, onward Christian soldier, marching as to war With the cross of Jesus going on before. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throne, when thou shalt voice in the triumph song. Glory, love, and honor
unto Christ
the King. This to countless ages let the angels sing. Onward, Christian soldier, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Praise God for little angels. Last week, our toilet got choked up. Very unusual for our place, but since now we have teenagers in the house, it's something to look forward to, I guess you might say. Well, anyway, you wouldn't guess what she threw in there. No, it wasn't that. She's too young for that. But what it was is a banana peeling. And for days we tried to use the plunger, but no luck, so we had to take it off. But thank God for in-house plumber. So I praise God for that, for the ability. With all the modern conveniences and gadgets and so forth, you know, people have a tendency of getting headaches. So it is said that if Moses came down Mount Sinai again, he would carry with him aspirin tablets. Amen. I give all the praise and glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay, I'm going to have to let that one soak in a little bit here. Try and get it figured out. Okay. Do you have a testimony?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We went to a Sunday
school. No, you got to come up here. Yeah.
It was just a simple one.
We take simple ones up here.
We went to Reggie's attorney's place for Thanksgiving lunch, and it was a beautiful group of people, you know, all different kinds of people from different walks of life. And we sat down to this wonderful Thanksgiving dinner, and then everybody kept looking around, and nobody really wanted to start to eat. And then somebody said, "Let Anne sing a song." And I sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." And it was so perfect. And after I sang, everybody was happy to eat and they had a great time. Well, we were having a great time, but that just did it. Praising God for everything. Okay.
Now that was worth getting up here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one place I went to, the guy played to the Queen of Heaven, or whoever, Mother Earth. I can't recall it, but it was out there in the tulips, man. Yeah. So, it didn't go as well as yours went. Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise God. We got a few things I want to do here today, and we're going to have a prayer time too. But 67 years ago, December 7th, 1941, Japan attacked the United States and in Hawaii. And most young people have read about it in the history book, but they don't know that much about it. And the people that were involved are getting older and older and fading away. So I thought I would just have Reggie Shin come up here for a few moments, and I would just like to ask a few questions and then we will do some praying. So Reggie Shin is one of the airmen that's served in World War II. And so come on up here, Reggie. And I don't know which microphone we're going to use. You might have to turn that off so we won't have feedback. So just come closer here. Now, on December 7th, 1941, where were you located?
Well, that's something that I will always remember. It was such a shock. It was like sending an electric wave all over the country at one time. And it was a Sunday morning, and we were going to go out on a date, just driving around. And I went to my friend's house and waiting for him. And his sister came in. She was married, and she was living down the street. And she says, Pearl Harbor has been bombed. Where's Pearl Harbor? Nobody knew. But it was in Hawaii. And we knew something about it. But the rest of the day was a very solemn day for all of us. You just can't imagine what it is. The whole war, as I described, is like there was an electrical wave over the whole country, and everybody was pretty much thinking alike. They don't know, they didn't know, probably don't know yet, what I've learned since then about World War II and the beginning of the Pearl Harbor affair. But it was very interesting to have lived there in those days and to seen it there personally and observe other people and what they thought. And it was just absolutely incredible. We just couldn't believe it ever happened.
Now, this is a crisis that hit the United States, and we are in a crisis right now, economic crisis.
Yes.
How did your generation respond? What was your response? Did you enlist in the Army, or what did you do?
Well, everybody wanted to enlist at that time, and the recruiting stations were just overloaded. I had already applied. I had been in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and I got out in 1940 for the Marine Corps. I was going to college, and I wanted to finish 3 years of college so I could apply for a commission in the Marine Corps. It didn't turn out that way, and I had almost 2 years, which would have qualified me to be an aviation cadet in the Army. And so I was getting close to getting my 2 years of college, so I applied for to get in the Army before the war. And I have a letter coming from Marchfield inviting me to go to Marchfield for a physical examination, and it was dated December 8th, 1941. It's just a coincidence, because they couldn't have got that mail to me. But I kind of treasure that letter because of the date on it. So I signed up for, I took the examination and passed the physical, but they had to wait a long time. On March of 42, they finally swore me in the Army, unassigned, the United States Army unassigned. And then they gave me a 30-day leave. Years later, I found out why they did that, because they had no place to put me. And then I was working at Lockheed at that time, and I had said goodbye to everybody, and I came back on Monday morning, and they said, where are you going? And I said, well, in 30 days when my leave is over. So comes the 30 days, they gave me another leave. So I was getting full pay and allowance, $21 a month plus allowance for food. And so the guys at Lockheed thought I was never going to go, and I did too. But I finally got sworn in as an aviation cadet in May, and then I went down to Santa Ana and took my training down there when it was nothing but orange groves out there.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We have one prayer request that was given to me, and I'm trying to find that. That's Brother Foster from New York, and he needed, I left the paper down there. Thank you. Okay, he has healing for his prostate cancer. He also has diabetes. And here comes some more prayer requests. And also emphysema. And then pray for Klaus. There's a friend of Satiris. His eyesight, he's blind on one eye, to be healed. So we got these two here to pray for. I'd like to share this letter with you, and then we're going to pray. This came in this week, and it says this. Dear Pastor Terrell, we first came to your site online several years ago, and it's been quite a blessing to us. We appreciate your forthrightness and the material you make available for learning. When we were first acquainted, my one protest was that you didn't see the nation of Israel as being of God. I wrote to you, and you took the time to actually call in response. Though our conversation was cordial, I was still not convinced. Years have since gone by, and I have studied this subject deeply. But deeper and better still was the increasing evidence from God's Word Himself. You see, Pastor, all I had previously believed about Israel as a nation and people had come from respected church leaders. My thoughts on the matter were deeply entrenched long before I saw the rampant deception sweeping the organized church and how it departed from the true Word of God. Now, however, the light is dawning. Czech publication recently put forth another tract about Israel as God's people. I was greatly offended by the apparent blindness involved in writing such a piece. Don't get me wrong, I passed out thousands of tracts from Czech pertaining to salvation, and I think they're a great resource. Yet, this spurred me to action to get a complete and final verdict from the Word of God on the subject. This article I put on our monthly newsletter, and I would like to share it with you. Yes, you were right, but now I can accept it fully because of the Word of God. Thank you for pointing out the truth and for continuing to stand up for even when confronted. I've been critical of your writings at times. We all were flawed. So it is only fair that I acknowledge my wrong spiritual stand on this matter. God has corrected it, but He used you greatly to shine some light unto my darkened understanding. Thank you, sincerely in Christ, and his name is Andy, and he is from Pennsylvania. Now, he wrote a tremendous piece here on the state of Israel, and it was actually outstanding, and I just praise God that we have people that are out there in the world listening, understanding, and that are coming to the light. To you, those of you who are watching us today, I want to say this, I was sitting here, that we are a forgotten unit of the Lord. You might simply say, well, that's a time warp. We sang those songs 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Yes, we did, and they are still good today. We are a remnant church. We are not the church. We are a church. But we are determined to make a difference in the world as things are getting more difficult. Well, let's do this. We're going to have a prayer time, so our people are going to come here. We're going to be praying. And this is something we do. We're a Pentecostal church, and we do take time to pray and seek the Lord. And you might wonder why you see certain people up here. And the reason for that is this has to do with authority. This is my one of my elders here, Brother Thomas, on this side. This is my other elder here, Brother Satiris. This is our deaconess, Sister Lois, and this is my other deacon, Brother Peter. And then up here behind me is Brother Charles, and he's going to come up right now. He's Pastor Charles. And either he stands behind me beside me, and I can't see him, and I forget him. So today we're not going to forget you. Okay, this is Pastor Charles. So I'm going to ask Thomas here if you pray for Foster in New York. And I'm going to ask you if you would pray for Klaus. And then we have a request to pray for Natalia. So when we come to that, we're going to have you come up, anoint you with oil, and pray for you. So let's start with you, Thomas.
Father God, we lift up this man Foster in New York, Lord, and he seems to have many ailments, Father. And we thank you, Father, that your word says that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So, Father, we want to lift up him and that you would show him the light, Lord, that you would shine the light on his soul, that he can do a soul searching, see where he is and where he's been and what he needs to do. And we thank you, Father, that he can come to a place of understanding what your word is, that he might be able to receive healing in the soul, and then the body will line up, Lord. So we pray for him for that healing in the soul, and then we pray for these conditions that are reflected in the body, Lord. And we thank you for total healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we lift up Klaus to you. You know who he is. You know where he is, Lord. And you know that his eye is failing and that his eyesight is going. And Father, he needs your touch. He needs a miracle. He needs the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit to touch him now and to heal his eyesight, heal his eye. Father, it's nothing to you. And by Jesus' stripes, he is healed already. And let him claim it. Let him reach out in faith and receive it, Lord God. And we pray your blessing on him. We pray your Holy Spirit to move him in his life and to bring him closer and closer to you. Father, we know that you can do all things, and we thank you in advance, knowing that his eye is already being healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Priscilla, would you bring your Natalia up here? And let's put some oil and pray for her. You had a prayer request too?
No, we got it.
Okay, so Terrence, would you come here and pray for Natalia? Just stay right here. Okay.
Okay, what is the problem?
She got bit by a tick.
Okay.
Where did you get bit? On your leg?
On the shoulder. Right.
On the shoulder, okay.
Okay, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Praise you.
We praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. You never fail us. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you touch that thing where she was stung by a tick. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for your resurrection power to come upon her and take all any poison that has been in there. We pray in the name of Jesus, remove it. And let her be healed, we pray right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our healer, for being our source, for being, O Lord, our main source, Lord. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching, that you love the little children of the world, O Lord. And thank you for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And my puppy, because I got it from it.
Father, we pray also that you touch the little puppy as well, Lord, and bring healing to the little puppy. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father. You are, Lord, watching even every little detail, even the little puppies, oh Lord, you are able to do. And we thank you and praise you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. Lord, as we stand here on December 7th, 2008, and 67 years ago, this nation was attacked, Father God. And men and women at that time rose to the occasion and destroyed Nazism and the Japanese military might. And Father God, if men and women would not be willing to stand up and fight, who knows how the world would have been today, divided between communists and the Nazis. And now, Lord, we are facing a great danger again in this world. We have an onslaught of the Antichrist coming. We got an economic downturn. We got all kind of turmoil. And most of all, Father God, you are judging this earth because of our sinfulness. And we ask you out now, as people, Lord, not just as Americans, but citizens on the earth, Father God, that you will forgive us our sins. Forgive us, Father God, for the many abortions that we have killed our young people around the world. We killed them. Forgive us, Father God, for homosexuality. Forgive us for immorality, for the terrible movies, for the child pornography, for pornography. We have been so ugly, Father God, as a human race, that we deserve to be thrown into hell and burned forever. But we ask for your mercy, and we ask, Father God, once again, we do not even know how to repent. We do not even have the gift of repentance. Holy Spirit, move upon us. Lead us. Speak to us. Give us the gift of repentance. That we, as a nation, we as many nations, Father God, as this broadcast is going out all over the world, that we can repent and we can have one last revival, a great harvest, before it's all over. And we thank and we praise you for that. Now you will answer that prayer. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agree said, amen and amen. You may be seated. I'd like to have the outlines handed out at this time.